Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. It's the Hump Day edition. Of Sean, RJ, and Roberto on your official home of the Rangers. Brett Boone, Rangers hitting coach at 920, and the Cowboys as we welcome in insider Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the WinStar World Casino and Resort, proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Good morning, Nicholas. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, guys.
What surprised you with roster cuts yesterday, if anything?
The one that surprised me was Jalen Brooks getting cut for Flannoy. If it was, you know, a one-for-one, which usually is like that. That was the one. I mean, I'm looking at the list right now. No major surprises. I would have been shocked if Mozzie was cut. Now, I don't know if, you know, I don't think Mozzie needs to go buy a couple houses. But, I mean, I don't think anyone does really from that standpoint. But, I think the receiver one was probably the most surprising.
Nick, with all the shows and the feedback and interaction you do over there, DallasCowboys.com, how much do people care about this final 53, the end of the roster discussions that every beat writer has to put out their mock and projection for?
I think that's it. I think that's the reason. Everyone loves to be right. I stopped doing the 53 a few years ago because it's not clean. It's well, this guy is going to be on it for Monday and then he's going to be gone and he's going to come back. And then there's going to be somebody from the Browns that come out or whatever. It's just,
fans like debating Awesome Richards versus Perrion Winfrey?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Not just fans. We have people on our shows that do that. I mean, that's part of it. I think that's what makes, you know, I mean, you're talking to somebody, we have 7 podcasts in a row from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. I mean, so what all are we talking about here? You know, I do a podcast with fans. And so, yeah, they do talk about the difference between Fairweather and Brevin Spanford and Tyler Neville and John Stevens. Of course. Oh, yeah.
Nick, when you look at how they ended up shaping this roster, is there a spot or a position on the team that you go, that looks like they're probably still going to keep their eyes out for something? That, like, maybe they're looking on the waiver wire today for a corner, or, man, maybe they're looking for a defensive tackle. Is there a position that you see on the roster and go, if you're the last guy in that group, I wouldn't feel totally secure yet?
Yeah. What did you say? Corner and defensive tackle?
Yep.
Yeah. I would say corner and defensive tackle. Yeah. I agree with you there, Roberto. That's it. I mean, those two for sure. I mean, Andrew Booth. Yeah, he scored a touchdown and he made a nice play, but I mean, he's not somebody that you'd feel great about going up against Devontae, you know, Smith and AJ Brown and what they have in Philadelphia, or, you know, or anybody. And then again, I don't know if I feel good about Deron Bland or Trayvon Diggs going up against them, just because that's how good of receivers that they have. But you're right. The bottom there. Now, I have a hard time thinking after what Schottenheimer said and did yesterday. I mean, I have a hard time thinking Perrion Winfrey is like would be don't get too comfortable. I mean, that would be kind of tough if you listen to the press conference and all the things that Schottenheimer said about Winfrey. I'd have a hard time thinking that he's going to be cut like today. So he seems pretty safe.
Schottenheimer also said he spoke with Micah for about an hour over body language and a lot of different things. How are you feeling now? It's just day by day because the practice days are dwindling. You feel more confident? This might be a dumb question. You can say it. You feel more confident about him playing against the Eagles or practicing first?
I think he'd have to. I mean, I think they have to go hand in hand.
So you think he has to? You think he has to practice?
Yeah. I think he has to practice.
Okay.
And I think that he would say he has to practice. I mean, the last thing that Micah Parsons needs to do after all of this and how $40 million a year and 42 and whatever the number is, the last thing he can do is go out there and suck. I mean, like, and I'm not saying he would or because he never really has. But I'm just saying, you know, he hasn't played his best games against the Eagles. The Eagles have figured some things out with you know, they don't go at him the same. So he can't go out here to do all this and not play well. I think he has to practice some, and I think he knows that. But, you know, that they've got a few more practice days between now and then to do that. You know, the interesting thing here, if I could say this about Mike, his agent said a long time ago that we want to be last. Okay, of all the defensive ends, pass rushers, we're going to be last. Well, the cycle is now all gone. I mean, they've all signed or done something. You know, Hendrickson did something just the other day, and so he's kind of off the table for right now. So here they are. They are last. They're last to the table, and that's something that David Mulligata has said, and I think that here we are. So that's why I still hold out some hope that maybe a deal could be done, or at least something to get him on the field.
Nick Eatman, D&M Leasing Hotline from DallasCowboys.com. How much do you think in your mind, like, is it starting to weigh in your mind that they could sit out game one like Jalen Ramsey did under Mulligata and just sit out like Emmett?
As close as it gets, you throw it all out on the table. But what I can't get past is, like, why was he here all this time? Why was he doing a hold in?
Right.
Wasn't that just so he wouldn't get fined? So, and a $1.245 million paycheck just seems.
But he wouldn't get fined. He wouldn't get fined dressing with a bad back, right? Or just being on the sideline with a bad back.
You're right. And that's why it was very important to do the MRI the other day and all that. And. You're not getting treatment, though. So this would be – it would get messy. It would get real messy if you tried to play that game with the bad back.
Yeah.
Because you haven't – I mean, you know, I don't know all this, but I'm just saying, you know, the Cowboys could look into a lot of things here. And, okay, well, you know, you still are playing some ping pong in the locker room. And, you know, and you went – this summer you went and did a lot of things. So how'd you hurt your back?
Yeah.
You know, because you haven't practiced and all that. So
yeah, I saw him hop the fence in Oxnard. Yeah.
Like, does the team – is the CBA have anything like where, like, if the MRI is clean and the team doctors clear you, but you say you're not ready – like, does that they have any kind of recourse for docking him pay to try to force him out there?
I think so. I mean, I think the Cowboys, that's the reason why they did the MRI. They wanted to make sure, let's get ahead of this. And so in case this didn't happen, as far as the CBA and all that goes, I don't know actually how it all works. I'm sure all that's factored in, but I bet you, like anything else, it wouldn't be quick. It's not going to be a quick deal to, like, but let's resolve this thing. And the more layers that it goes like that, the worse this gets for this long-term situation.
Nick,
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. it's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've been getting treatment with them.
I don't think so. I don't think he's been getting, like, I'm not, I don't think this is a steady everyday thing as far as him getting treatment on the back. I think the back, from what I've always been told, the back is air quotes.
Right.
That's what I, you know, that's what we all kind of think. So, you know, the back tightness, I don't even know, you know, he hasn't made a comment really since then, if that was the reason for laying down or whatever, but, you know, ultimately, that wasn't a good look. This thing is getting worse and worse as we go. But maybe I'm just, you know, glass half full. I still feel like he's gonna be there. I just feel like he's gonna play in the game and he's gonna practice here soon. And you know, I think Friday's a big day for him to get on the practice field. And I think they're off a couple days here. If they, you know, they'll start ramping this thing up. You know, it's game week, you know, starting tomorrow really is, you know, you're a week from the game.
So Nick, that leads us then to this Packer rumor again. We brought it up to you a couple weeks ago. Yesterday it started getting louder and louder that they've agreed to parameters, $45 million Green Bay would pay him, Micah, and has to sign off. That's all it's waiting for. Packers beat reporters are starting to get excited. The fan base, what do you think of that now?
Yeah, I mean, it is getting a little bit more. It seems like it's surfacing a little bit more now. I don't know if it's more just an internet thing or not. But I mean, the $45 million. I mean, that's all nice and good for them when he's their problem. But that has nothing to do with the Cowboys. The Cowboys is like, all right, are you giving us enough to get rid of them? You know, if we're going to trade him, then I think that's got to be hammered out. And I just can't imagine. I can't imagine Jerry doing that and the Cowboys making this move. Not right now. I don't think you trade him, but before the draft.
Okay.
Before the season. I mean, what are you getting? What are you getting? You're trading him to a team that's been good. That team has been better than you. And now you're going to trade him to get a pick in the 26, 27, 28 range or whatever, mid-20s?
Yeah. So you're saying, I mean, more so because of the timing. Well, you're adding in the team, too.
I don't think it makes sense at all, and for a lot of reasons. Number one, what does it show to your locker room that this is what we're doing and we're not getting really anything? If it's just draft picks,
right?
So I don't know what would be in return, but let's just say it's draft picks. What does that – that doesn't help you for this year. So you're basically telling the team in the locker room that we got our eyes on the future.
Mm-hmm.
Then what are you getting in return? 2 number ones, 3 number ones. Okay. Hey, nothing. This team has drafted well for the last decade or so. But if you're looking at mid-20s, I mean, would you take Micah Parsons for Tyler Smith, Mozzie Smith, and Tyler Guyton? I mean, one of them's an All-Pro, but for those three guys, that's what you have picked in the last three times in mid-20s. Now, not to say that they don't strike
right
gold every now and again, and they do, but that's the type of player that you're probably going to get. So, and you got to play him week 4. I don't see any benefit for that at all.
So,
I mean, AFC, if you're doing it, it's AFC all day.
So, Nick, would you then, if you're going to rank the potential outcomes and scenarios to you trading him before the season or even this season, that would be lower down the likelihood list than something like either getting an extension done or potentially getting to next off season and saying, you know what, this has not worked out yet. We need to just make a move.
I think I still think he'll play this season. I think that's the highest scenario for me. The highest ranking scenario is that he plays this season. and then how he plays, how the team plays, how he conducts himself throughout the year, that all that will factor in with that. Because like I said before, you know, the $42 million Band-Aid or whatever cures all. But if it's not that, if he's still playing, but it's not necessarily with a, with that kind of Band-Aid, then what? And it does this thing get worse and worse? But I don't know. I I'm done predicting because I thought it would be done 2 weeks ago, but I'm still not ready to say that it, this isn't happening or something can't get resolved for him to go play. Because he's a football player. He loves to play. He loves going back to Philadelphia and playing. And I just have a hard time thinking he's not going to be out there.
Thank you, brother. We'll talk on Friday. Good stuff.
All right. See you guys.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. He should be in a good mood after the 7-3 win last night. Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone with the news that Nate Eovaldi is gone for the year. Boone joins us on the Fan Camp Twitch and YouTube next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.